Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, of March 22, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Our season is winding down. There are three more weeks in the season, then our tournament, May 4th, and the National. Deadline is tonight to at least let us know that you're planning to go to Reno. Please don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a substitute or you want to sub next week. Lane assignments, week 18. Lane 35, team 2, strike time. Lane 36, team 7, hangman. Lane 37, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 38, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 39, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 40, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 41, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 42, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Substitutes for tonight, March 22, Lane 36, Team 7, out Reggie Blunt, in Matt Bowers. Lane 37, Team 6, out Carla Smith, no sub. Lane 38, Team 3, out Sharon Benton, in Van McLean Sr. Out Van McLean Jr., no sub. Lane 40, Team 8, out John Blackwelder, no sub. Lane 41, Team 5, out Marjorie Hurd, no sub. Congratulations to our hangman team of Thelma, Herb, Warren, and Rick Ellis for winning the Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem last week. We had a few individual winners as well, so thanks to all who were able to go. Jeff Tucker has a limited number of Carolina Bowling Alliance shirts, hats, and towels available. Shirts are $10, hats are $10, and towels are $5. Call Jeff at 919-832-4982, and he can arrange delivery. He'll also be at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational in May with whatever stock is left. Get well wishes go to Carla's son, Stephen McKittrick, who had a procedure done Wednesday to reinflate and attach a collapsed lung. He's still at Wake Med, recovering, and hopes to go home over the weekend. He's doing better, but not fully recovered just yet. We will have an Outlaw board meeting on Saturday, April 20, at 10 a.m. at Sharon's house. The deadline for our Outlaw registration for the ABBA National Tournament in Reno is tonight, March 22. Please put the money in your lane envelope and please specify what you are paying for. If you are pre-ordering a t-shirt, please specify color and size also. The entry fee is $80, master's fee $25, guest registration $18. Please list their names as well. T-shirts $30, black or tie-dye, please specify, and also specify the size. If you are planning to go but are waiting on a Challenged Athletes grant, please let Ginger know tonight and make arrangements to get your money turned in as soon as possible. We have to send everything in to Sandy no later than April 5. Information from Sandy McDaniel. We will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website using the link in your email copy of this newsletter or call the Silver Legacy Reservation Line at 1-800-687-8733 and note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for the ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted rate is $59 plus $30 resort fee, plus $3 a city fee, and 13.5% tax. This comes to approximately $104 per night for two guests per night. Each additional person in the room will be charged at a rate of $10 per person per night, with a maximum of 4 persons per guest room. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 19. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in. This credit card is used for incidental charges during your stay. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking. In room, Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, refrigerator, and in-room safe, access to all new fitness center, public area Wi-Fi, in-room Wi-Fi, and the printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. Any departure after 11 a.m. is subject to a full-day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest 21 years of age or older. The Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel's lobby. There's a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circus Casino and the El Dorado Casino adjoin the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go on the website, and it lists all of the restaurants and entertainment that they have available. Coconut Bowl, 1855 East Lincoln Way, Sparks, Nevada, 89434, will be the lanes that we will be using this year. It's about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dogs Snack Bar features a diverse menu, including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, but it is also quick and easy as a way to get some good food. The entry fee for the tournament is $80. And it is an additional $25 for the Masters. Registration for guests is $18. That's included in the $80 for those who are bowling. So if you have a guest planning to come, then please include their name and registration fee also. T-shirts are $30. Please specify size and whether you want black or tie-dye. They must be prepaid. The Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles and for teams on the second and third day, so Tuesday for singles and doubles, Wednesday for teams. We now have the meeting schedule. The board meeting will be on Monday at 8 p.m. and the convention meeting will be on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Please note, if you arrive before 3:30 p.m. on the day of your reservation, the hotel will charge a $10 early check-in fee plus tax. And if you leave after 11 a.m. on the day of departure, you are charged for a full day. The Governor Moorhead Foundation invites everyone to the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new GMS Accessible Outdoor Learning Center, April the 11th at 12:30 p.m. The generous help of the NC State's School of Design and community partnerships have made this new accessible playground possible. The City of Raleigh is working on redesigning the city's website. The message from the city's Equity and Inclusion Department says the following. We know that people come to websites in two ways. They may use a search engine and go directly to the page that has the information they want. If that doesn't give them the answer they need, they often go to the next, to the homepage. And this is the second way that people enter a website, and the one that we're working on. Right now, RaleighNC.gov, the number of choices on the homepage can be overwhelming. The choices also may not be obvious to someone who doesn't work at the City of Raleigh. Working with an outside vendor who analyzed web traffic and our goals, We have two potential new ways to navigate RaleighNC.gov. Our next step is to test those ideas. Using the link below, you will be given 10 tasks to complete as if you are a website user. You'll click on the option where you would look for the information. You'll continue to click through as more refined options help you locate your task information. A small yellow box that says, I'd find it here, will appear when you have located your answer from the choices. This will move you on to the next task. The task will randomly give you one of three structures, one of the two new structures or the current one. You can opt out of the task at any time if the answer is not obvious. However, you, as someone not familiar with our thinking, navigate this will help us fine-tune a new website structure, implementing it, however, will be a long process lasting more than a year. This is an important early step. The link to the activity, it's called a click test, appears below. There is also the optional demographic questions at the end, which will help us to make sure that we're hearing from all communities in Raleigh. So to that end, you are free to share this link with others. The link follows in your email copy of the newsletter and can be activated by clicking on it. And thanks for considering the request. This is a wonderful opportunity to voice your opinion on website design and accessibility, and we encourage everyone to participate. Paratransit fares return. The City Council is considering returning to fares for paratransit trips and increasing it from $1.25 to $1.50 each way. Reach out to your City Council to voice your opinion on this. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational Tournament will be held at Buffalo Lanes North on Saturday, May 4. We will begin our bowling at 10 a.m. The entry fee is $40 per bowler. Outlaws, our deadline for entry will be the last night that we bowl for the season, April 19. For those outside of Raleigh, if you can please let me know your names no later than Wednesday, April 24. If you plan to bring the entry money with you, please bring cash. We welcome everyone who wants to bowl into this tournament. We do plan to have a youth tournament on May 4 as well. All kids ages 5 to 17 are welcome. We need to know for sure who plans to bowl by April the 15th so that we can make plans. Please let Ginger know the names and the ages of who's coming and provide a parent contact information. This is a firm deadline. Parents, please ensure that if your child requires extra support while on the lanes, that someone is present to accompany them. Kids, bowl free. Scholarships are available to students with vision loss for the 2024-25 academic year. Scholarships for students pursuing college or graduate study are invaluable in making educational opportunities more widely available. A number of scholarships exist to support the education of students with vision impairment. In preparing for the coming year, students and their families can explore offerings that may match their interests and goals. Those considering scholarship opportunities are advised to apply for funding from their state's Commission for the Blind or equivalent agency. Some scholarships require proof of this step for a student to be considered. Following are some individual scholarships available for the upcoming academic year. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is accepting applications for its annual scholarships from high school seniors through graduate school students who are blind or have low vision. The application deadline is midnight Eastern Time, March 31, 2024. Currently, 30 merit-based scholarships of $8,000 each are available. Recipients attend the NFB National Convention in July. In addition, NFB and HumanWare are collaborating to offer the Jim Halliday HumanWare /NFB scholarship to four candidates, each of whom will receive $1,000 and one Braillant BI40 Braille display. NFB scholarship applicants can select a checkbox on their application to gain access to the questions related to this award. The Lighthouse Guild offers merit-based scholarships to students with vision loss who are about to enter college or embark on a graduate education. Each year, up to 20 scholarships are offered to outstanding high school students and at least one to a graduate student. Applications are due in by March 31, 2024. The Lavelle Fund for the Blind provides two scholarships for college and graduate students who are legally blind and visually impaired and are studying at one of 12 partnering colleges and universities in the tri-state New York area. The Lavelle Brother Kearney Scholarship Program provides financial support and career preparation assistance to students to enter and advance in the profession of their choice. Their Lavelle Leaders Awards are one-time only merit awards of $5,000, offered to two students per year. The application deadline for these is June 30th of 2024. For lists and details about these scholarships, click on the links in your email copy of this newsletter to go to the website pages of the Lavelle Fund for the Blind and the Lighthouse Guild. For further details about specific scholarships of interest, it would be advisable to contact the scholarship provider directly in the same manner. For additional background information, click on the links in your email copy of this newsletter to go to the webpage to read the AFB article on scholarships for blind and low vision students. The AFB article also features descriptions of a number of scholarships offered by other organizations, including the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER, the Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, the Christian Record Services, Learning Ally, the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, Fordham Law School, and Western Michigan University. Parents, educators, students, and others can also connect with local community organizations that provide services to individuals with vision loss to inquire about other funding opportunities to support the pursuit of higher education. Announcing the 2024 Governor Moorhead School Alumni Reunion. Registration will be available very soon on our GMSAA website and in your mailbox. Here's the notice. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. This serves as your invitation to attend our annual GMS alumni reunion. Please read below for details about hotel reservations, registration, ordering t-shirts, and some general information that you will find helpful. Date, Friday, August 9 through Sunday, August 11, 2024. Location, Midtown Doubletree Hotel. 2805 Highwoods Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27614. Phone number 919-872-3500. Room rate $135 per night for standard king or two queen room types plus tax. The room rate will include a hot breakfast buffet in the hotel restaurant. If you choose to order from the restaurant menu, the cost of your breakfast will be an additional charge. Each room has a coffee maker, refrigerator, and there's free Wi-Fi in the guest rooms as well as in the hotel's public areas. Reservations. There are two ways that rooms can be reserved. You can call the hotel directly, 919-872-3500, and request a room in the GMSAA Annual Convention Room block or with the group code GMA. You can also call the Hilton chain directly at 1-855-672-1138 and ask for a room with the GMSAA Annual Convention or with the group code GMA. There's a limited number of rooms available in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, August the 8th. And please note that the cutoff date for room reservations is Friday, July 19, 2024. All reunion activities and meals will be held at the hotel. Registration. The registration fees are as follows. GMSAA members $60. Lifetime GMSAA members $50. Guests $90. These registration fees will cover dinner on Friday night, a box lunch for Saturday, and a banquet dinner on Saturday. The registration fee for Friday only will be $30. For Saturday lunch would be $30. For Saturday evening dinner will be $30. And a combination of Saturday lunch and dinner, $60. The deadline for registration is Friday, July 19. There will be an additional $10 fee for anyone who registers past the July 19 deadline. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of a cancellation. You may prefer to register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org. Do so and follow the PayPal instructions. The registration form on the GMSAA website is very accessible, and paying via PayPal is very secure. You do not need a PayPal account to make a PayPal payment. If you would like assistance with online registration, please send an email to dcpermar58@gmail.com with your phone number and a time when you are available to register via our website. If you prefer to register, mail in your registration payment, the address is P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, N.C., 27661. Note, mailing your registration will require more processing time. Activities. In addition to some information-packed seminars, the convention committee is planning to invite vendors with unique items for sale, and we may possibly hold activities such as line dancing as a class or darts or other fun games. On Saturday afternoon, we will be holding an indoor yard sale. We are asking that each attendee bring at least one item in good condition to donate to this fundraiser for our organization. In addition to your yard sale item, we are requesting that attendees also bring a door prize. The convention committee will be working to confirm these and other activities, so stay tuned for future announcements. We urge everyone to go ahead and complete your registration and room reservation so that we can add to our room block if necessary while more rooms are still available in the hotel at the special rate. Finally, you can order t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has the logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send your size, number of shirts that you want, and the money into us by July 19, we will have your t-shirt at the convention reunion on August the 9th. If you're not attending the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 extra. To order your t-shirts, please call Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. Thank you in advance for your attendance and participation in the GMSAA reunion. Sincerely, the Convention Committee. Donna Permar, email dcpermar58@gmail.com. Lawrence Carter at yallowdog at Bell South, yallowdog at Bell South. Phone number 919-856-0034. Margaret Carter, email cartermargaret48@gmail.com. Phone number 919-856-0034. Susan Patterson, email missp2015@gmail.com. Phone number 919-798-2222. And Ricky Scott, email Ricky Scott with two T's, RickyScott09, or better yet, RickyScott09@gmail.com. Phone number is 919-673-8300. Time to have some recipes that will bowl you over. Our first one is Andy's Cream de Mint Cookies from Andy's Mints. Ingredients, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 3/4 of a cup of brown sugar, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2 large eggs, 1 10-ounce package of Andy's Mint baking chips, and 2 2/3 cups of all-purpose flour. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Don't do this until the dough has been refrigerated. Blend the butter, brown sugar, white sugar, baking soda, baking powder, vanilla, and eggs until the ingredients are mixed. Add the Andy's baking chips and mix. Add flour and continue to mix until all of the ingredients are well blended together. Cover and chill in the refrigerator for 45 to 60 minutes. Spoon out approximately 1 ounce of dough per cookie. Form a ball and slightly fatten. Place on a non-skid baking pan and then bake for approximately 8 to 10 minutes. Cool on the pans for 2 minutes and then remove. And then the fun begins. Get to eat. Chocolate strawberry shortcakes. Your ingredients, 1 quart, that'll be 4 cups of fresh strawberries sliced. 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 cups of original Bisquick mix, 1/3 cup of unsweetened baking cocoa, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 2/3 of a cup of milk, 2 tablespoons of butter or margarine melted, 1/3 cup miniature semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1 1/2 cups frozen, thawed, however, whipping cream. Your directions, in a medium bowl, toss the strawberries and 1/2 cup of sugar until everything's coated up nicely. Let it stand for an hour. Heat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Spray a cookie sheet with cooking spray. In a medium bowl, stir Bisquick mix, cocoa, 2 tablespoons of sugar, the milk, and the butter until soft dough forms. Stir in the chocolate chips. Drop dough by about 1/3 cupfuls onto a cookie sheet. Bake for 12 to 15 minutes or until the tops of the shortcakes appear dry and cracked. Cool for 15 minutes. Using a serrated knife, split the warm shortcakes. Fill and top with strawberries and whipped topping. For a special touch, sprinkle some additional mini chocolate chips over the tops of the shortcakes. One last thing to talk about today, and that's the bowling schedule. Bowl, March 22. SBBA Mail-O-Graphic Bowling on March 22. And the ABBA National Tournament entries are due on March 22. Good Friday is March 29. There will be no bowling. Bowl on April 5, 12, and 19. The Youth Tournament entries are due in on April 15. Entries for the Outlaw Invitational are due on April the 19th for Raleigh and by the 24th for everyone else. The Outlaw Invitational is May 4. And finally, the ABBA National Tournament in Reno, Nevada is May 19 through 23. You've been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 22, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website. At www.readingservice.org, www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.